Om Shanti. Good morning. Today, 18th November 2018. Today's magic of blessing is, may your intellect have faith and you remain carefree and finish all worries in the fire of love. May your intellect have faith and you remain carefree and finish all worries in the fire of love. Explanation: the children whose intellects have faith remain carefree in all situations. All their worries have finished. The father lifted them off the pyre of worry and sat them on his hot throne. You had love for the father, and on the basis of this love, all your worries finished in the fire of love as though they never existed. There is no worry about the body, no worry about any waste in the mind, and no worry about wealth, such as what will happen. With the power of knowledge, you now know everything, and so you have gone beyond all worries and your life has become carefree. So today's blessing, Baba has insisted that we are on the pyre of worries, and Baba has lifted us off pyre of worries and he has made us sit on his throne with the fire of love or power of love. So with this we are getting free from worries, and we are becoming carefree by having faith in the intellect, Nikshaya Buddhi and Nikshint. So worries, how does we describe worries? What are worries? Yes?
Lack of faith.
Worries are faith.
Yes, either or.
So, negative thoughts. Waste thoughts. Yes. Unnecessary thoughts. So worries are described as, it's a proactive cognitive risk analysis. It's a proactive cognitive risk analysis. Like, it may be a simple problem, but what does our mind does proactively, without any order or anything, it by itself it keeps creating the thoughts in the negative nature. That's why this worry is described as, it's a proactive cognitive risk analysis, like a challenge. In simple words, negative thinking. And negative visualizations are imaginary. We keep imagining about that. And negative emotions. These are negative thinking, negative images and negative emotions, which keeps on repeating in an uncontrollable way. We can't control that. That is described as worries. And worries, in religious aspect, in Sufism, they have described like, worry is caused by desires, and we can free from those worries only by detachment. Simply they have described, this is like a feverish, it's like a feverish imagination. Like a feverish imagination, cause of desire, we can get rid of that only through detachment. So, why do we get worries? What are the causes of worries? In blessing also, Baba has given three things. One is through body or through the mind, waste thoughts. And the next thing is wealth. So, because of these three things, we get worry. In simple words, body means, regarding the beauty, if we are not beautiful, people will worry. And regarding complexion also, if we don't have good complexion also, for that also people worry. And not having a good structure, any deformity is there, any defect is there, cause of that also they worry. And diseases, any disease, a simple or a long-term disease, anything comes, they keep thinking about that, they keep imagining, they assume many things. And if we don't get any basic requirement of for our body, and also relationships, bodily relationships, like a mother will worry about her children, a wife will worry about the family head. So like this, a friend will worry about the friend. So for bodily relationship also we start worrying. So related to body, we worry about these all things. And next thing is, if we lack any skill, like we are given any task, and if we don't have the skill to accomplish that task based on our skills, then we start worry. For example, if we don't know any language, or we don't know the proper how to execute the things, or we don't know how to cook, or we don't know how to clean simple task also, any technical, if we don't know, if we come to know that we are lacking this skill, then we keep thinking on that. Nobody would have command on us that you lack this, but still we feel guilt or inferior and we start thinking about that more. This also, lack of any skill also makes us worry. And more desires and expectations. Expecting, and of course expectation doesn't have any meaning. So unnecessarily we expect, and if that is not get fulfilled, we worry. And we expect everything should happen according to our desire and our expectations. And next thing is wealth or finance problem regarding the money. This is a very great thing. Like people worry if they don't have any property for them. The people who have property, still they worry about the higher positions. So these all minute things trigger our worries. So worry is also a mental emotional state. Like yesterday we discussed about like happiness is a mental emotional state. Same like that, worry is also a mental emotional state. Happiness has a positive emotions, worry has a negative emotions. And for to come over this worries, Baba has insisted on the fire of love. So love, if we see in the worldly view, people think it's like a interpersonal affection, like bodily feelings this. But love is actually described as a very strong positive emotion and mental state. Very strong positive. It's not simply positive emotion, it's a very strong positive emotion. And it ranges from different virtues and also good habits. Love is described like this. And when we see the worldly love, people think it's interpersonal affection or impersonal affection, and also simply desires. Impersonal means people love to have more things. Their desires would be towards the things or the positions or the places or other non-material things, non-living things, other materialistic love. That is impersonal affection. Interpersonal affection is having person to person. This is called worldly love. And in other words, if we see actually what is love is, in a virtuous meaning, if we see what is love, it's actually human kindness. The real love, it means it's having kindness, compassion and being merciful. And also in virtuous meaning also, it has affection, but affection with unselfish loyal. Unselfish loyalty and benevolent consent. This is the love Baba is insisting us, not the interpersonal affection. Of course, we too should have affection, but it is with unselfish loyalty and also benevolent concern. So that this is the way Baba is loving us. If we feel that, we can feel all these virtues. Baba is so kind, compassionate, merciful, and also he is so affectionate to us. We are also so affectionate to him. Unselfish loyalty. Loyalty should be there. The other love, they do tell that we are very loyal, but that is very selfish. They only be loyal with only one person. But here the love is not like that. We are very loyal to everybody. To the self also and the others also, the whole family. And love is the reflection of soul's originality. It's the reflection of soul's originality. Because we know that love is the original nature of our soul. So when we reflect that, other all the virtues, it comes out. So this is the reflection of soul's originality. And love doesn't know gender or religion or places. But the other way, like impersonal affection, people do have that. They differ the gender, religion and places. Even religious based also different explanations are there for love. And language of love, how do we express love? If we love others, how do we express? Through eyes,
behavior,
body action. Simply, through words, through faces. Yes, if we love someone, we gift them and we give them a very good affirmative words like I like you, yes, I'll help you, like some affirmative positive words we used to share. And next is act of service. We do devotion or we do donation, because in a society way, if you see, in a broad scale, in a group wise, love means we used to donate, we used to do act of services. This is also a language of love. And next thing is the touch. Of course, people are thinking love, it has touch means it's a bodily touch. Of course, it's not the touch. We touch people through our thought. Through our thought. Even Baba touches us through his thought. Even we touches him through our thought. So that is real love. This is the language of love. Through gifts, through affirmative words. And another thing is giving time. If we love someone, we give time. We won't see that. We won't see that this is my time, I have to leave. No, if we love someone, we give them, we dedicate them some time. So these are all the languages of love. So today, in today's blessing, Baba has said, with the fire of love, he is making us get rid of from this fire of worries. In one Avyakta Murli version, Baba has given 9 different things of love. In 18th January 1994, Avyakta Murli, Baba has said, power of love makes labor easy, like mehnat mukt. Mohabbat se mehnat mukt. So if we have love, it is making us easy from the labor. Second thing is, power of love makes you forget body and bodily world in 1 second. And you can forget whatever you want and you can remember whatever you want. In 1 second. Baba has said power of love. If we have real love towards Baba, of course we will forget our body and the bodily world also. And whatever, like we will come in at that stage, like we know what to remember and what not to remember. That much maturity we will get with the power of love. And third thing is, power of love easily makes you surrender. If we have real love, we will surrender everything. Otherwise, we won't have any desires. Nothing will be there. Leftovers, nothing will be there. And power of love makes you similar to the Father. Baba has said, he is ocean of love and we are master ocean of love. So Baba said, power of love makes you similar to the Father. And love constantly gives you the experience of the company of the Supreme at every moment. Every moment we feel his company. Yes. If we have the power of love, not just love, fire of love means we should feel the power of love. Just having love is different, having intensity. And also love, they describe it with 3 words also: intimacy, passion, and one more thing is there. Intimacy, passion, and one more thing is the 3 things they will. Yes? Yeah, even I. Second one more thing is that it's like a triangle they will tell. Intimacy, because that love, no, intimacy, it's like that loyalty will come. Yes. Yeah. That is for the physical thing. Now we will see on the other side, spiritual side. So, love constantly gives you the experience of the company of the Father at every moment. That makes, that develops the intimacy between him and us. That's why every moment, if we feel him, if we remember him, that our intimacy between us keeps on increasing. And our love will become passionate. Passionable love, it comes like from inside, without any intention. Some will say like, I this job is my passion. Without any expectation, I think they do. Same like that, when we feel him every moment, our love becomes very passionable. And next thing is, love makes you experience the canopy of the hand of blessings over yourself. We'll feel his canopy. Canopy of his hand of blessings every moment. And love makes the impossible possible so easily that it is that though the task has already accomplished, you don't want to do effort. Same like the first point, labor easy, mehnat mukt. So love makes the power of love, God's love, makes the impossible possible so easily as if the task has already accomplished. And next thing is, love makes you free from worries at every moment. Love makes you, that is the today's varadan. There's a one point, but apart from this one point, Baba has said many things for power of love. Love makes you free from worries at every moment. Love gives you the experience of the stage of guaranteed victory in every action. So we are getting free from worries, and also Baba is telling every action we get guaranteed victory with this power of love. And with this love, when we have this, the power of love has these many different benefits, and with this what happens, our faith develops. Because in generally we all know that if we love a person, blindly we trust them. We have a belief. We won't see like whether is that true or false, whether it is good or not, blindly we trust. But here the spiritual love is not like that, it's a matured love. It's a matured love, because Baba has said when you are achieving this level, you know what to remember and what not to remember. That maturity will come. And this faith will develop in the intellect. Like we had a class on divine intellect also. So developing a faith in intellect, because intellect's duty is to judge. Judge the, what are the mind, it's creating the thought. Intellect will judge whether this thought is a necessary thought or unnecessary thought. It will judge whether it is negative or positive. And it will judge it is true or false. It is good or bad. So this judgment, like a quote is inside our intellect. So this judgment, based on that, and also the intellect will see the sanskars also. So with the past experience or the future, it will assess from that, and the mind, it will judge on the both the sides, and it will give a result. But this judgment, this intellect developing a faith without, because for developing faith in God in the intellect, we don't want any proof. Otherwise, intellect will ask for proof. If a mind is creating a thought, it will check with the sanskars, whether is it there in the past or is that okay to sanction this thought. Intellect will see, it will cross check. But here, developing the faith with the power of love in the intellect doesn't want any proof. That is real love towards God. That is power of love. So cause with this power of love, with this fire of love, we should develop the faith in the intellect. We automatically, it develops, because as though generally we have this trust and belief, same like this, in this fire of love also, this faith is created. So once this faith is created, automatically we become carefree, because everything Baba is taking over. Of course, the people, they do love also, they'll be very carefree about the outer things, but they'll be caring about the next soulmate. But they will be carefree about the other things. But here, we don't want to care about anything. Only we should remember Baba. We don't want to care about anything. Same like another example also, Baba has said in 1971, Avyakta Murli version, like you think that, as if when we hold elder's hand and when we walk, we'll be very carefree. Same like that, have faith on me and just walk with me. Baba has said so nicely, like when we hold the hands of elders and walk, we'll be very carefree. The same way, every moment and action, every moment and action, think that Baba is with me, so be carefree. And Baba has said, not even a single second get separated from Baba. Not even a single second get separated from Baba. Always have the company of Baba and hold the hand of Baba. In 1971 Murali, Baba has said, think that as if we are holding the elder's hand and just walk. The same way you be with me in every action also and every moment also. And next, Baba has said, those who have this Nikshaya Buddhi, of course they are carefree, Nishchint, and they will, cause of this, another benefit is they are free from any kind of waste. Cause always they will be remaining in Swachintan or Swasthiti, and which helps us to achieve in the Parasthiti. Cause when we see sightseeing and when we go there only, our Chintan starts. When we walk or when we are getting, when we are in the day-to-day activities, when we see the sight scenes and when we are leaving Baba's hand, we start getting all the thoughts. We start getting all the worries. So Baba has said, you're free from all those things. Just think about you and me and keep moving. So this is the benefit of becoming Nikshaya Buddhi and Nishchint. And another thing, how to develop these things. How we can develop this faith in intellect and carefreeness. One thing is, with the fire of love, develop trust in God. That is the only way to live carefree. We have to develop trust. Because by giving trust, you earn trust. This is a thing. Because trust is a very deep thing. Than the belief, trust is a very deep thing. And people would have heard about Shivani Behan's class. She used to tell, people will think like trusting a person, it takes a long term. How will I trust? To develop a trust, it takes a long time. But instead, you initially, within seconds you develop a trust, automatically the trust will become very strong. No, don't need to wait. Initially they will believe. They will to believe a person or believe a thing, it takes seconds. But to develop a trust, it takes a long term. But just make it ulta. First trust. Starting only you trust. Automatically, they will also will start trust. Because this is like a give and take policy. When you trust, automatically it gets. So same like that, we should develop trust. Trusting God. And also do things with a lot of care and joy while being light-hearted and happiness. Like yesterday we see what is happiness, everything and all. Same like that, whatever you do, you be very light-hearted, because of course we are carefree, we have given our hands to Baba, and be happy, enjoy the thing and do the things. And be open-minded and heart and ready to learn from every experience. You should have that openness. Then only we will get rid of the worries. If we hide something, because inside one, outside one, means of course we will get worries of that. Always be inside out. Be open-minded. And that is called clear intellect and mind. And next is, carefree people can face difficult situations and problems with quiet confidence and positive attitude. Because they have the wisdom as their key. Wisdom of knowledge, they have that. So always they will face any difficult situations or problems with quiet confidence and positive attitude. The next level is, with this thing we develop a high level of self-awareness and deep faith. And next, lastly, the knowledge is our true identity as a soul, our true relationship with God, and of the infallible benevolence of the drama of life frees us from all worries and fear. And one who doesn't respect the law of nature or law of karma, either they don't have the knowledge of that or they don't respect, of course, as cause of their irresponsibility, they will become the victim of circumstance and they will start worrying. We should have the knowledge of law of karma and law of nature, and we should respect that. Then only we won't become a victim of the circumstance. If we don't have that, we will become victim of circumstance, because whatever situation comes, we will get meshed up with that. And a carefree person is one who is in control of himself, his own thoughts and emotions. Self-control will be there. who is carefree. Carefree doesn't mean that I don't bother about anything, not like that. Carefree, as Baba said, it's a high level self-awareness. And it's a very highly spiritual, mature level. So, carefree person means having control on oneself, our own thoughts and emotions. Because our thoughts, emotions, everything is controlled by Him. Because we have surrendered ourselves to Him with the fire of love. So, of course, everything will be in a controlled manner. It won't be in an uncontrolled manner. Even if some good affirmative thoughts also, it's running like anything, like thing means that is also not controlled way. We should have control because we should know what to think, what to remember, that maturity we should get. So this is today's blessing. So today Baba is saying, may your intellect have faith and you remain carefree and finish all worries in the fire of love. Om Shanti.